Well, joining me now live in studio, we have special guests. We have political candidate Eric Moschino, and you are a Republican, and you're running in the 12th Plymouth District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
Now, the 12th Plymouth District, that's one that I have to write down because I can't remember all the precincts in town, so I want to make sure this is correct. Representing, in Halifax, precincts 1 and 2A, Kingston, Middleborough, precincts 1 and 5A, Pembroke, precinct 3, Town of Plympton, and in Plymouth, precincts 1, 2, 3, 5, and 13.
Correct.
If you gave me a pop quiz on that, I'd have to cheat and look at my notes. Yeah, now you have come out with a very strong campaign, and I know what we were talking a little bit off air, and you definitely have a focus on what you are looking for to bring to this race, and if you get elected as the state rep from the 12th Plymouth.
Yeah, so I'm a lobster fisherman. My life revolves around common sense. I'm fiercely independent. And I'm a constitutionalist. Love the Constitution. What that means to you is, like, when I get in there, I will speak the truth. I will not be beholden to anybody else's plans. I'm there for the people. I'm there for you. And that's what we need. We need transparency. So that's what it means to the people.
What do you think we hear during when we're out in the community and running political forums, we hear a lot of the same issues come up that people are really interested in and invested in and concerned about this election. What are the big issues you're hearing about?
Well, immigration is number one, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
Then taxes and affordability, and that's all driven by policy.
Okay.
So if people are happy with that, vote in the people you've been voting in all along. If you want to change, look at somebody like me.
What would you do for migrants?
I am a change advocate.
Okay, so what would you? I know we're hearing a lot about the migrant crisis. What would you do?
Well, the first thing we got to do is stop giving them money. We got to stop being a magnet to draw these people into our state. This right to shelter law, which I understand is, you know, there's empathy there. You know, we want to take care of our people. I advocate that we take care of our people. These people came in illegally. The president's number one job, as articulated in the Constitution, is to protect the citizens and the sovereign borders of this country. That's a failure right from the top. And then our state not only enables this failure, but supercharges it by giving these people, the average family of four illegals gets about $10,000 a month. So all you people listening, just think for a second. How much does it take for you to run your household for 1 month? These people are getting $10,000 a month. It's a huge chunk of change. And they don't live here. They're not from here. They never paid taxes. They're not citizens. You are.
What about making Massachusetts more affordable? We hear that all the time. And that's not only in housing, but in the cost of everything. How much influence would you have, or what would you suggest?
Well, first, I'd suggest let's stop finding new ways to tax people, like taxing service tips. Let's stop finding new ways to tax people, and let's start finding ways to actually stop wasting my money and your money.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much unnecessary waste in this state, like giving it to illegals. When Charlie Baker was in office, this state was awash in cash. We had, I don't know what the referendum number was, but the state was paying money back to its citizens because we had so much money.
Mm-hmm.
In this administration, that is gone. We're running into deficits. We're spending billions on non-citizens, and the policies that just generate taxes, you know, like, enough. Let me decide what I want to do with my money.
Now, if people want to find out more about where you stand on the issues, do you have a website or a Facebook page?
Yes, I have both. My name is Eric Moschino, E-R-I-C-M-E-S-C-H-I-N-O. The website's ericmoschino.com. And if you just throw me into Facebook, you'll find I got a personal page and a campaign page. They're both there. Stand by everything I've ever posted. Go through it.
And for our listeners, give us one last comment about why they should vote for you.
I'm fiercely independent. Right now, our state rep, Kathy's a nice lady, but Kathy's for Kingston and their type of liberal policy. She does not represent our district. Give you a great example. 57% of the people in my district voted against driver's licenses for illegals. That's a clear referendum from the people. She's a failed representative. She went to the state house and she voted in favor. She's supposed to represent the people of our district, not Ron Mariano.
Okay. Again, Eric Moschino, give us your spelling of your name and how people can find out more about your campaign.
So E-R-I-C, Moschino, M-E-S-C-H-I-N-O. Go to the website. It's We've worked on it. It's up and running, finally. We've had some problems, but it's there, and I'm on Facebook. Take a look.
Great. Thank you very much. Again, that's Republican Eric Moschino. He is running in the 12th Plymouth District.